This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 28, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Diamond Aircraft tells ANN the DA-42, its turbo-diesel light twin, has received FAA Known Ice certification. The certificate allows U.S. pilots to get even more utility out of their DA-42s. Diamond boasts that the DA-42 has a range of up to 1,100 nautical miles, burning a total of 12 gallons per hour on both engines, and cruises at up to 170 knots. To get Known Ice approval for their TKS-equipped DA-42s, owners need to get Diamond Service Bulletin OSB-42015, Revision 3 or later, completed at a Diamond Authorized Service Center designated for this work. Diamond will cover the labor and parts costs for the bulletin, which includes updating placards and flight manuals, as well as conducting a TKS systems test. Delta Airlines followed in the footsteps of larger rival American Airlines late Wednesday and said it too would ground its MD series airliners to inspect wiring bundles. A spokeswoman for Delta told Reuters the airline acted voluntarily to recheck its entire 133-plane fleet of MD-88 and MD-90 aircraft for compliance with the 2006 Airworthiness Directive. The airline announced it expected 275 flight cancellations through early Friday. American Airlines, meanwhile, announced another 130 flights would be canceled on Thursday as the airline continued inspections of its own MD-82 and 83 airliners. The sudden rush to inspect older planes comes in response to a massive FAA audit program of airline maintenance records announced earlier this month and an upcoming April 3rd congressional hearing on the issue prompted by the Southwest Airlines case. As expected, the U.S. Air Force and Northrop Grumman Corporation Wednesday filed separate requests to dismiss parts of a protest by Boeing against the award to Northrop of the $35 billion KCX aerial tanker contract. Boeing's protest with the Government Accountability Office, which is the investigative arm of the U.S. Congress, was filed on March 11th. The GAO has 100 days to rule on the matter, putting its deadline at June 19th. Chinese officials say they've obtained a confession from a woman who attempted to set off an explosion in the lavatory of a domestic airline flight March 7th. Reuters cites China's public security ministry, as quoted in the state-run Xinhua news agency, as saying that the 19-year-old woman worked with internationally backed separatists seeking independence for Xinjiang, a largely Muslim region in the country's northwest. The government identified the woman as Guzeliner Turdi, and say she smuggled a hidden explosive device past airport security and onto the plane, but aroused the suspicion of crew and other passengers when she attempted to ignite it. The device was described as a flammable liquid hidden in a canned drink. The Xinhua news agency quoted the region's Communist Party chief, Wang Liquan, as saying that another man on board the flight was detained with Turdi, and a third suspect, detained a week later, confessed to masterminding the sabotage attempt. The case has brought one very Western consequence to airline travel in the world's most populous country. You'll now have to remove your shoes when you pass through airport security in China. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The GA blame game makes the rounds at a Colorado airport. More bears are sighted off Alaska. And Pratt & Whitney Canada modernizes in Nova Scotia. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Earlier this week, ExoJet President and CEO Paul Tao mentioned the goal to become a billion-dollar company. We'll find out more about his vision for ExoJet in a conversation recorded during last year's NBAA convention. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. And have a clear and unlimited day.